Hello, my name is Chris from Opinion Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Are all of your answers...
First of all, hold on.
Yes?
Before we go any further, I'm not understanding what you're saying. You're talking a little too fast for me.
I'm so sorry. Yes, thank you. My name is Chris from Opinion Research. Today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about your attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers will be confidential.
My attitude about people who are affecting what?
Attitudes and opinions of issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. We want your opinion.
Okay.
This is a survey. So, to start, let me ask you, what is your zip code?
What is my what now?
Your zip code?
30331.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1439.
And 39. Thank you.
I'm 85 years old.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I received a college degree. I taught for several years.
Thank you. And it was an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree?
I had a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Do what now?
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither of those, really.
Okay, that's fine. And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African?
I'm black. My weight is very small. You asked for my height. My height is 5'2".
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. I've been in Atlanta all my life.
And did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
I voted for a Republican.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
Atlanta. I've even worked the agency, so, you know.
So are you registered to vote there?
Of course.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you out of the list. Abortion access, racism and discrimination, inflation and the cost of living, climate change and the environment, education, jobs and the economy, public transportation, crime, immigration, or traffic.
Oh, my goodness. Now, let me go back and see if I can remember which ones you said.
You can select up to three. Yes.
Now, the one that you mentioned concerning, I think it was about the third or fourth one that had to do with,
inflation and cost of living, climate change and the environment.
Cost of living and training. And now, cost of living and, you know, being able to, the reason I say that one is one that I kind of, it's kind of one of my things, because I don't feel that at this time, really, the seniors, all seniors are, as I say all the time, and I tell my kids and grandkids, they are not as, Well, they don't have what I had. They didn't have parents, some of them especially, but they didn't have parents who, when they were young.
And
you know, push them to go on to school, go to college, do so that they would be able to take care of themselves. You know, I don't have that problem, whereas I wondered how am I going to do this or how am I going to do that. Or, because
yes,
I was told
you're going
to stay in school. First of all, you're going to stay in school so that you can take care of yourself. I take care of you while when you can't, and when you shouldn't, we understand you can't. But when you get a certain age and you do a certain thing, doing certain things, you should be able to take care of yourself. Go to school, learn what you need to learn, and do that.
Thank you. Now, we still have two more to go. Which one would you like to pick? Because we had abortion access, racism and discrimination, climate change and the environment, education.
I do have problems with the discrimination that we have here. It's not what thus said the Lord, in other words.
I understand.
Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
And the last one, because we had also education, jobs and the economy, public transportation, crime, immigration, or traffic. Which one is the last one?
I have a lot towards education, but I think that education went along with the one when I said, when you grow up, you must go on and get an education. I think that was one of the things of my children when they got to, when they got to 10th, 11th grade, they knew once they came to 12th grade, they were prepared, or they needed to be, they must be prepared in order to keep me quiet.
So the third one was
to go on into college and prepare themselves to protect themselves, you know, when it comes to taking care of themselves. They needed to be able to get a job.
So the third one was education or?
I really felt like the first one would be education because mama and daddy can't take care of you forever.
We do have the three issues that are most important to you is racism and discrimination, inflation and the cost of living, and education.
Okay,
Does that sound right?
That sounds good, okay.
Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta?
You mean, am I satisfied with what?
With the city of Atlanta?
No, I'm not completely satisfied, no.
So is that somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
I'm somewhat.
Thank you. What about the Atlanta region?
The what now?
The Atlanta region.
I haven't gotten into that too much.
If you have to choose, would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the Atlanta region?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. And the last one is Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with Georgia?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied with Georgia.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.
Let's slow that question down. You're kind of going a little fast for me, and I'm not understanding everything that you're saying. So, for something like this, and you have to have a little time to listen to what the question is and then think about it for a second or two, you know.
I understand. Mm-hmm. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards people, groups, or ideas. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you have never heard of the people or group, just let me know as well.
I'm not really familiar with that particular question, you know.
Yes, we do have a list. The first one is Mayor Andre Jenkins. Do you feel very cold and unfavorable, somewhat neutral, or very warm and favorable on a scale of 0 to 10?
Well,
0 means very cold, 10 means very warm.
Well, like I said, I hadn't really thought that much about it. But I'm one of those folks that I feel that as long as you aren't causing problems for someone else all the time, you know, you should be able to do what you would like to do. My problem is with what's going on in Atlanta or Georgia or whatever.
But what about Mayor Andre Jenkins? Do you feel very, very cold and unfavorable? That's a 0. 5, it means neutral. And 10 means very warm and favorable. Any number between 0 and 10.
That's with who now?
Mayor Andre Jenkins.
I really haven't really decided completely, but I guess a half and half with him, with that.
Any number between 0 and 10?
Well, that would be 5, I guess.
5, thank you. The next one is Governor Brian Kemp.
I'm not really too familiar with him. I haven't had too many problems, you know, too much, really, I've looked into with him or whatever.
From whatever you've heard or seen or... where do you fall between 0 and 10? 0 being very cold and 10 being very warm?
Well, I guess I'd have to give him a 5 as well, because I'm not familiar with him, and I'm not one of those that I just listen to what somebody else says. I like to find out things for myself by watching things, and I haven't done that kind of thing this year, so.
That's fine. Thank you. The next one is Marta Buses.
Who?
Marta Buses.
I'm not familiar with him at all, so I really I don't feel that I should even give up.
Never heard of it?
I mean, I may have heard of it, but I'm not, you know, not something that
And on a scale from 0 to 10... where 0 means unfavorable and 10 very favorable?
I can't say that I'm very favorable because I don't know what he does or what he has done, you know, or what's going on with it. So I would have to say, well, I guess I'd have to give him a 5 too because I have
no idea. The next one is the Atlanta City Council.
Who? What?
The Atlanta City Council.
Well, you know, I guess I can give the city count, so it has to be the 5 or 10, huh?
If you have to choose, where do you fall?
I would say a 5 because I don't look at it as something that would destroy everything, but, you know. whatever.
Thank you. The next one is Uber and Lyft.
Who?
The apps Uber and Lyft.
I know nothing about it, so I really can't give you anything but him. As far as I'm concerned, I know nothing about it, so I don't have any.
So, never heard of them?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is the Atlanta Beltline.
Who?
The Atlanta.
How many of these do we have?
Oh, we do have a few more to go.
I mean, I also have, you know, a few friends in, and I don't want to be away from them too long. You know, that's not.
Oh. Okay, then that's fine. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's a bullshit, you.